Good evening. My name is Jack. Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Opinions Research. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a legal resident of Minnesota, just for statistical purpose only? Thank you, sir. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Yes or no? Yes. Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, according to your opinion?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay. I have a list. I can read a few of them. You know, crimes and drugs, environment, the moral and social issues, healthcare, education, taxes, government spending, the economy, the jobs, and the inflation. If you have to pick one of those issues facing the state of Minnesota today, what do you think it will be the biggest, just for the sake of the research?
Probably the moral and, what was the one, moral and...
Moral and social issues?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me very much. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, according to your knowledge?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Let me read the list real quick, okay? I have a few. The fossil fuels, carbon emissions, need to move to renewable energy, the water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, or overpopulation?
Oh, I would say water pollution.
Oh, water pollution. Thank you. And now, moving on, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Now we're going local, according to the best of your opinion.
Mm-hmm. I would say the same.
Water pollution. Yeah. Okay. And using the scale, sir, of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one is agriculture and farming. How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, probably fair.
Fair. And how about mining? Same question. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, fair. Yeah.
And how about forest products? Same question.
I would say good.
Good. How about the electric utilities? Same question.
I would think good.
Good. Okay. How about refining? Same question.
Fair.
Okay. And the medical manufacturing? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How would you rate them?
Probably four.
Four. Thank you. Now, moving on, I appreciate your patience on the line. How would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing and managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Now, the first one is Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Good, okay. And how would you rate this agency on managing the county land department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How would you rate that agency?
Fair.
Fair. And how about the environmental groups? Also, same question. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm going to say good.
Good, okay. And how about forest and timber industries in Minnesota? That agency, how would you rate that, sir?
Good.
Good, okay. How about the U.S. Forest Service? Same question.
Good.
Good, okay. Thank you. Moving on. Now, how important do you feel the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important? What's your opinion?
Very important.
Very important, okay. And now, how significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Okay. Now, moving on. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. Now, how many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than they harvested? Same as harvested, fewer than harvested.
More.
More
than harvested.
More, okay. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
I would say probably more.
A little more, okay. And now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes.
Thank
I believe
you.
There
Moving
are.
On. Yep. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative? What's your opinion?
Oh, probably a negative impact.
Okay, moving on. Now, do you feel it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area or not?
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Okay. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Probably not.
Okay. Thank you. And moving on, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use a whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Probably not.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Moving on. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 people. Now, much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide need jobs and income to community members. Now, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, or a minor component, or it is a fading component on the Minnesota state economy? What's your opinion?
Significant.
Significant. Thank you. Moving on. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercial licenses logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. Moving on. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Now, Wisconsin investment will be fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operation and equipment used in either timber or harvesting or in forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates a public-private effort to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me, sir, if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program, okay? And this is the last part. Now, create a new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose that on the side?
Support. I've got like 1 minute, so.
Okay, no, I would be real fast. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with the outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support that or oppose that or undecided?
I support.
Okay, how about work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, and how about getting into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forest workers' jobs provide? Support or propose that?
Support.
Okay, and the final question, just for statistical purpose only, sir, what's the highest level of education that you have completed?
I have an associate's degree.
Okay, thank you, sir. And is your age 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. And last, so how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, a small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Okay. And is your annual household income 25,000, 25 to 49, 50 to 74,000, 75 to 99,000, or 100,000 plus?
75 to 99,000.
Okay, and do you consider your political views as liberal, moderate, conservative, or other?
I'd say other.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business, or metal sales, or retail sales, construction, farming, or agriculture?
Construction.
Construction. Wow, good. In terms of your gender, sir, and this is just for statistical purpose only, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Male.
Okay, thank you, sir, very much. Very kind of you, okay? Mm-hmm. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.